From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ozzy
Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it. Crazy Van are back. It's Willem back and Stephen Fisher. Welcome back to Travel
Morning.
World. Oh, yeah. Another great show here on Travel World. Spring has sprung.
That's why there's still snow on the ground, and it looks like January.
Well, it's been snowing every 15 minutes here, it seems, since December. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's winter's last hurrah, and we're going to be getting rid of that snowfall awfully quick.
Well, that's why we're looking forward to, at the end of April, our traditional spring journey to southern Vermont and Brattleboro, the Art Deco Historic Latchis Hotel and the banks of the Connecticut River, part of our traditional getaway in the springtime means that spring and summer and fall, hey.
Can't be too far behind.
Three good seasons covers up for winter.
And we even went to the sales mission for the New England Tourism Center, covering all of the New England region for Manny Witt.
Yes, so Manny Witt held his show recently, and getting people interested in those getaways as the summer vacation season starts to begin. People planning six New England states. Hey, no better place to get away to some historic and romantic spots. Great food, great beaches, everything for everyone in the family, no matter what your interest.
Manny actually had a look at our site and took a look at some of the pictures we had. One of the pictures was our first broadcast on the Liberty Works Network. Actually, it was our first simulcast with CIQC, done in August of 1999. And, of course, when we were in Des Moines at the time, we actually were considering a drive out to Omaha, Nebraska.
Somebody we met in a convenience store said Omaha was the place to go.
You had to drive through a little town called BFE to get there, but once you got to Omaha, you'd enjoy it. And we actually had a friend of ours, friend of the show named Mitch, I hope he's online, to talk about his trip to Omaha this week. Mitch, are you with us?
How are you doing, Willem? Hi, Steve. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing fine.
So, good. You know something? Omaha, Nebraska is not one of the places that you envision as a holiday or a vacation destination. And I had envisioned coming on the air and talking, well, making fun of the Midwest for 3 minutes, but I had a surprisingly wonderful time. Omaha, Nebraska is just one of these hidden destinations with great food. I mean, the steaks are unbelievable. Willem, I know you like a good steak.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go to Omaha. Austin's in the old marketplace is the best steak I've ever had in my life.
Oh, really?
How big was it?
It was huge. First of all, I think they put 3/4 of a cow on it.
Go ahead.
This was, I mean, my plate was mooing.
Yes. This wouldn't be the first time.
This was a good steak.
That was good.
Mouth watering.
You got to go to Omaha.
Well, what about the fixings? How do they prepare a meal like that? Like at the steakhouse, you have your hunk of meat, but how do they trim it? Like what other side dishes? Good mashed potatoes? What other stuff?
No. You see, I went all the way up. They had on the menu for an extra, I think it was $1, a potato casserole, which was mashed potatoes with cheese and bacon bits in it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Willem,
now you're
Willem,
talking.
You would have died and gone to Omaha.
Oh, yeah. It sounds heavenly. And what other stuff? Tell me more about this meal.
Well, they had, first of all, if you're a beer drinker, they had about 85 different types of beer. I know you're not.
Yeah.
But if any of your listeners happen to like beer, they had a lot of good foreign and domestic brands. The sautéed mushrooms were exquisite.
Yeah.
The salad was out of this world. And the chicken wings, because you know that I absolutely have to have chicken wings.
Oh, you're a wingman, yeah.
Yeah, were spectacular.
Wow.
I cannot say enough about this meal.
Wow, what a meal. I mean, the best steak that I've had up until now has been in Vermont, but anyhow, you sound like some place that I got to go visit.
That's right. Now, let me tell you about the rest of Omaha.
Yes.
First of all, First of all, I have to say hello to Charles at the Holiday Inn Express, because Charles and I were having a great time. He recommended a lot of the places that we went to. He recommended Harvey's Casino across the way in Iowa, which was a lot of fun. I lost $9.20.
Oh, boy, the low roller.
Could have gone for a little more and lost $9.40.
I'm not making fun of you, Mitch. I'm exactly the same way. When I go into a casino, I take two rolls of nickels, and that means, you pull on the old slot machine, you have the same entertainment, and I think I won.
No, I actually went to the roulette table.
Ooh.
And I actually did pretty well. I lost $10.
Tell me there was a Russian at the table.
There you go.
Yeah, go on.
No. You've got to watch out, because the security out there is outstanding. That's my business. And the security at this casino was very present, and it was a nice, safe environment. I don't think you're going to get your pocket picked like you might in a lot of places.
Right.
We then went, we were recommended, Charles at the Holiday Inn told us to go to the Omaha Zoo.
Hmm.
And they said, you have to go to the zoo. It's one of the greatest, is one of the 10 greatest zoos in North America.
But he didn't mean to visit.
<Go on. laughs> Instead of staying at the Holiday Inn, he figured there was a room waiting for you there when it was overbooked.
There you go. They had, right next to the jungle exhibit was the new Canadian exhibit. Eh?
That's right. Yes. Put the Canadian there.
Yeah. Steve, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but my luggage is in Detroit somewhere. Can I talk about the airline for a minute?
Oh, yes. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you had to meet a friend.
Yesterday afternoon, and my luggage didn't.
Ooh.
So Northwest Airlines is still trying to track down my luggage.
Mm. And your $500 suits.
Three $500 suits.
Oh!
A bunch of other.
He's a sharp dresser.
This was a business trip.
Yes.
This was a business trip. Yes, I was dressed to the nines the whole time, and all of it's gone.
So
we're looking forward to hearing from Northwest's claim department.
Yes.
Or from Minneapolis or Detroit. Now, Willem, you and I were talking about the airport.
Just look for three well-dressed baggage handlers.
Particularly at Minneapolis Hub, as caught on tape and seen on national news.
Go on.
I think the guys who shine my shoes in Minneapolis are no longer wearing those headbands. They're wearing very nice Armani suits.
Okay.
But you and I were talking about the airport in Minneapolis. This is not an airport. This is a shopping complex with a runway attached to it.
Ooh.
They had stores. I mean, you don't have to leave the airport to have a good time. They had a Discovery Channel store. Now, you and I are big fans of the Discovery Channel with the science and nature and the crocodile hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you could possibly imagine in that store. And they had a store for everything under the sun. They had an Indian and a Midwest store, and they had a Northern Exposure store. You name it, they had it.
Mm.
This, you want to eat? Tell me what you want to eat. You can eat it at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport.
Can't say that on the air, Mitch. Go on.
No, I'm not going to talk about the airline anymore, but my travel agent did a wonderful job. I mean, right from beginning to end, he set up Aladdin tour.
You called Aladdin Travel, yes.
Okay, Aladdin Travel in Montreal West set up my flight. They set up my hotel. They arranged my car rental. And you know what? They saved me $250 over the next lowest price that I was quoted. So Aladdin Travel in Montreal West is going to get my business forever. And all I can say is it's a pity that I hate traveling.
Yeah.
Some great fares out there that you don't have to stay this Saturday night if you're traveling across the border between Canada and the United States. Two, three days advance
notice. You and I were talking, and all you have to do is look for the deals and look and have a competent agent, and you're set.
Yep. 514-489-5723 is the number for Aladdin Travel for cross-border travel between Canada and the United States without the Saturday night stay when traveling on business.
There you go.
I'm glad you had a good time out there, Mitch.
I had a good time. I learned not to listen to locals about restaurants.
Why?
Listen to the concierge.
Yeah.
The concierge at the hotel knew where to send us.
Well, the concierge is interested in you having a good time.
They want you to return and enjoy their city and enjoy the hospitality that the Midwest is known for.
We got to take a break right now. Mitch, thanks for joining us, talking about Omaha. Great place to
visit.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
And next is Southern Hospitality, Montgomery, Alabama, with Melanie Reffis. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show.
I'm Mark Crawford with another edition of Speak Out.